There's always enough time for the grand old lady from the Prickly Pines Retirement Community and the Hairy Fern Wing. Yes, it's another very good morning to Auntie Mavis.
How are you?
Good, Auntie Mave. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, Dale. Wonderful. I had a great weekend.
That's awesome.
What did you do?
Oh, Dale, the girls and I had Estelle, I had Gertie, I had Thelma and Dean at Dale. We all went down and saw Duran Duran.
Oh, you did not.
You're kidding
me. Oh, we did, Dale. We thought, let's do a little bit of nostalgic reminiscing, Dale, with the boys.
You would have been about 50 when they had their first single, wouldn't you, Auntie Mae?
Oh, Dale, but hey, that doesn't stop Auntie Mae, you know that.
Never too old for Duran Duran.
Look, Dale, I wish I was 30 years younger now watching them. Oh, Lordy, Lord. Talk about get your old loins going again. But we all decided we'd wear the same shirt. Bit of funny wordplay there, Dale. You know, hungry like the wolf.
Yes.
Well, we said hungry for our warfarin.
Yeah.
You know, we're all on the blood thinners.
Very funny.
But there had to be one odd one, didn't there? With Estelle. Oh, Dale, she's crossed out wolf and put old cougar.
It's
her all over, Dale, isn't it?
She's a shocker.
Estelle, you can imagine. Remember the young girls used to throw their underpants on the stage?
Tom Jones.
Well, here's Simon singing in there. Next minute you see a pair of cottontails on his head.
Oh, no.
I turn, there's Estelle. But, Dale, she'd been wearing them the moment before.
Oh, no.
I said, Estelle, if you're going to do that, Dale, you take a clean pair in your bag, Dale. You don't just throw them off willy-nilly.
I suppose that's a good point, and why Mum always said you must wear clean underwear.
Well, Dale, yes, I wish I'd said that before we'd left the home.
Oh, no.
I can tell you right now. But, Dale, we had a lovely time with Simon and the boys. And, it was a good night. Went home and fell asleep on my divan.
Oh,
isn't that a good one?
Oh,
I didn't like that one popping in there.
The divan.
Very famous
stuff.
Anyway, Dale, you know Richard Branson?
Not personally, but I hear he's got a bit of cash.
Dale, he's got a bit of cash. He's got this little space thing going on, Dale. He's got a craft going into space.
Well,
Ashton Kutcher is the 500th to book his berth on this thing, Dale. So Ashton's going to be flying on a Virgin, Dale, to space.
Jeez.
Now, he's not one of those.
No.
Oh, okay.
An astronaut, I mean.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Yes, I know where your mind's going again, Davey. I need to talk to you about that.
Yes.
Very closely later on.
A lot of people would say he's out in space already, old Ashton Kutcher.
I know, he is a space cadet.
He's a space cadet.
In, doesn't it?
You're not wrong, mate.
Oh, Ashton. Dale, you've been watching the swimming.
I have, Thorpe, down like a school case. Dropped like a school case.
Did I not predict that last week when saying he was a wind-up bath toy?
you and me both, aren't you, mate?
Did you see James Magnuson? I could tell you now. I wish he was my bath toy.
I bet you do, Auntie Mae.
Oh, isn't he a gorgeous piece of whatever there? Oh, Dale.
Soap on a rope. You could have Magnuson on a rope.
A follow-on from seeing Simon and the boys. I was all caught up there watching James, the missile they call him. Oh,
yes, well.
You want to miss that aisle, would you?
Mavis, you're
bad. Dale, I've got a little joke for you.
Alrighty, far away. Dale,
an elderly gentleman was telling his friend about a new restaurant he and his wife had visited. Oh, he said, the food and service was great. And the friend asked, well, what's the name of this place? And he says, oh, geez, I don't remember. What do you call the long-stemmed flower, you know, people give on a special occasion? Mm. And the friend says, oh, you mean a rose. He said, that's it. He turns to his wife and he says, Rose, what's the name of that restaurant we went to the other night?
Oh, no. Auntie Mavis, you are mad as. Have a great week. What's left of it?
Thank you, Dale. See you.
Good on you.
Bye, Auntie Mavis.